the adrenal gland made them do it. There was new news this week in that ancient feud between the Hatfields and McCoys, who've often been considered the cats and dogs of American history, feuding senselessly and incessantly in the late 19th century. The Hatfields lived on the West Virginia side of the Tug Fork River, the McCoys in the Kentucky side. Both families made moonshine and were proud Confederates. But Asa Herman McCoy ran off and joined the Union Army. A few nights after he returned home in 1865, he was found murdered in a cave. Hatfields were suspected. In 1873, Floyd Hatfield and Randolph McCoy disputed the ownership of a pig that had crossed between their lands. A man named Bill Statton, who was distantly related to both families, told a court that the pig belonged to the Hatfields. Bill Statton was killed. McCoys were suspected. In 1881, Rosianna McCoy began to keep company with John C. Hatfield. John C. was kidnapped by the McCoys. Rosianna organized a rescue party to save him, but that no good cur, John C. Hatfield, abandoned Rosianna when she got pregnant, then ran off with her cousin, Nancy McCoy. Sounds as if young folks in both families needed to take a singles cruise or go to Fort Lauderdale on spring break just to get out of the Tug Fork River and meet some new people. The feud became national news in 1882 when Rosianna's brothers, Talbert Farmer and Bud McCoy, kidnapped Ellison Hatfield, stabbed him 26 times, then shot him. Hatfields then kidnapped the McCoy boys, tied them to pawpaw trees, and shot them. Between 1880 and 1891, more than two dozen Hatfields and McCoys were killed, and the National Guard was called in. Remember that the next time someone says that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have a feud. A real feud means tying someone to pawpaw trees and calling in the National Guard. The family signed a truce in 1891. They have since had joint family reunions and helped develop Hatfield-McCoy feud tourist sites. This week, Revy Matthew, a Vanderbilt University endocrinologist who's been treating a McCoy, said that members of that family may possess a rare inherited condition called von Hippel-Lindau disease that produces excess adrenaline. This condition can make anybody short-tempered, he explained. Now, I want to be open to modern medical interpretation, but I'm queasy about glandular explanations for criminal behavior. It doesn't hold people responsible for their actions. It condemns descendants to feeling helpless to control themselves. It means that the Hatfields and McCoys weren't feuding about the Civil War, a stolen pig, or a little sister being jilted. They just didn't take their medication. Out of control.